emergencies, declared national emergencies. And if I was to ask you, you know, do we have any declared national emergencies in this country right now? You'd kind of, most people would go, I don't know, it'd go right over your heads. We actually have 43. So 43 current declared national emergencies that are on the books. And a president of the United States can enact any one of them. What does it mean? It means that if a president of the United States wants to trigger that state of emergency, it then triggers an additional 150 statutes or laws. All the president has to do is say, pull the trigger. Okay. And once they pull the trigger, 150 laws kick in. And those statutes that when they kick in, it gives extraordinary power. It gives the power to be to the president, and then the president can push that power down to their various cabinet ministries. Like Department of Agriculture can declare all farms are now going to be owned by the United States government. They can declare all banks. They can shut banks down, or they can shut you down in your banks.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
America has basically gangrene, a bacterial infection that's eating our flesh. And broadcasts like InfoWars are penicillin. And if we don't get penicillin into the blood, they plan to purge the living hell out of this country and just do stuff that will make the Soviet Union look like a walk in the park. And I want to be 100% clear with viewers. Do you understand that that's not hype? And I want to make something very clear. The globalists want to target everybody, including their own idiot followers. It was mainly their followers that got poisoned with the shots and the rest of it. They're just people that don't realize they're under attack. They're first on the dinner menu. Those of us fighting them are in the way. And I've got hundreds of articles, hundreds of incredible clips. I've got Tim Walz being booed everywhere and Kamala being booed and Trump being loved at huge Alabama games. That's all red meat. It shows he's really way ahead and, of course, going to win unless they steal it. But that's still kind of mainline conservative stuff. The good news is I can see the urgency and the real understanding that the globalists want us dead, the globalists want to kill us, the globalists want to depopulate us, the globalists want to totally conquer us, and the way to really do that is just genocide people. And I'm seeing Elon Musk, Trump, Tucker Carlson now sound just like me. And it's not because they're even following what I'm saying, though they do listen. It's that they can see it with their own eyeballs. And I've always talked about this paradox, and it sounds crazy to say all these horrible things, even though it's happening. But then the people warning about it are the ones that they say are crazy. It's like you see these cases every day in the news. Here's one famous one. There's lawsuits over it. L.A., upscale South Korean spa. And Koreans, like the Russians and everybody else, like big steam baths, naked, big hot tubs. They have a men's area and a women's area. And the women get naked with the women, and the men, you know, go naked into them like everybody has in culture, back to the Romans, everything. And then you have transgender men who don't even look like women. I've seen them on the news. Big old guys with big beards and huge penises walk in with Korean women who've been with one man in their life. Grandma's there. The little girls are there. They're all in a hot tub. And here comes a dude with a, you know, giant pecker, and he gets in the water with them, and they all freak out and run. And the media is like, how dare them not like it? And then the pervert sues. And you're like, that doesn't even sound real, but you all know it's a real story. You can pull it up. So they've captured our children. They're capturing our country. They're capturing our souls. They have these big pedo parades where they march the kids out in front of the parade as they're captured slaves. That doesn't sound real, but it is real. And we got to talk about it, and we got to deal with it. All right? I mean, this is real evil, folks. It's making its move. I'm going to cover it all and take your calls straight ahead.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Answer 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
And I really should be doing more of this because I enjoy your calls and the listeners like it and people should be able to sound off more. And here in the last 44 days or whatever, guys, do the math. How long is it until November 13th? That's when InfoWars goes up for sale. And if we don't get somebody good that overbids, and I've got mainstream news, corporate media today, George Soros is putting in a bid, or they say they are, through Media Matters. They say that they want to get it to harass me and try to claim they own me and have a legal standing to come after me. And that's just a symptom of the disease of tyranny. But it shows you where we are and why they were so desperate 12 weeks ago without a court order. The Justice Department had the U.S. trustee in the case because the Justice Department came and got involved in the case. They can do that. Order this place shut down without a court order. Now, the judge fired him when it happened. Took him 2 weeks to have a hearing. Never seen anything like it. And did I say, oh, poor me, then? No, I said that day. In fact, we played the clips. I did it that Friday, that Saturday, that Sunday, that Monday. And Monday, we had Laura Logan on, and I just kept saying to Laura Logan, in fact, I want Abdu or somebody or one of the crew, find the clip. I said like 15 times. I said, listen, Laura, this isn't about me. They're getting ready for a coup and to kill Trump. They want me, the Justice Department, without a court order, tried to shut this place with armed security, and they refused to. I said, where's the order? I'm calling the police. They said, yeah, we need an order. They called the head of the security company. What are we told to do here? That wasn't about me, people. That's martial law. And when you're getting ready to do something like kill the president, you want somebody off air who will come out day one and say it's an inside job. They stood down, which is now confirmed, in Mar-a-Lago and in Pennsylvania. In Florida and in Butler, Pennsylvania. So everybody's like, wow, you're really freaked out about getting shut down. I said, I'm not freaked out about that. That means the enemy's launched their offensive. Good God. Paul Revere wasn't running around down the roads in New England saying the British have landed because he was worried about him. He was warning everybody the damn British had landed. God Almighty. I mean, do you get it? This is it. This is the big one. There's no doubt about it. The deep state is going to stage false flags, shoot down Trump's plane with a surface terror missile and say Iran did it. General Flynn told you it'll be the deep state did it. He said last night, no doubt they're the ones behind it. God, what a powerful 89-minute interview. That's how long the thing is, commercial-free. And I don't even have the crew. The last CRO crushed us, took all our money away. Hired people, and then the crew's great, but a third of the crew we've got as video editors and uploaders have all just had babies, so I'm glad we're breeding prodigiously up here, but we don't even have people to do it. So, a lot of life around here. It's a good sign of things, isn't it? But somebody's got to go into the Flynn interview where he talks about no doubt the deep state tried to kill Trump. General Flynn says no doubt deep state was behind Trump assassinations. Boom. 5-minute clip, 10 million views, move the ball, move the needle. So listeners, I don't have the people. You've got to go to the Flynn interview on X. You've got to get the clips. Tweet them at me. I'll repost them. You've got to be the InfoWars army now. And whatever happens to me, if they indict me or kill me, or kill me in second-minute suicide, which I would never do. If I do die of suicide, they killed me. You need to download these shows. You need to save them because they're going to become ultra green. Something that's time sensitive and only interesting at the time is not evergreen. Something that's always interesting is evergreen. A movie like The Godfather or 2001 Space Odyssey or the Bible. But what's ultra green? A term I invented. Ultra green gets better with time. These broadcasts and everything we've talked about with our guests and everybody are ultra green. They get better with time. They don't just stand the test. They get more powerful. So we're entering a phase, if we don't get Trump in, and even still then he's being handed a total disaster, and they'll keep trying to kill him. So don't put all your eggs in that basket, though God's hands on Trump. Pray for Trump. One of the most important things you can do, obviously. But we're entering a phase, if the enemy's able to do the internet shutdown and the big false flags and go into full martial law, the resistance is big. We're going to beat them. But it's going to be a long, protracted situation. In most war games that I and others have done. But I can tell you, in the future, having these shows recorded where you can show them individually with people will be worth its weight in diamonds for freedom in the future. This broadcast in the future, if the enemy is able to sweep, and I like it to a surfer gets hit by a big wave and gets sucked down under, just hold your breath, you're going to get popped out, maybe 10 seconds, maybe a minute, hold your breath, relax, you're going to get shot back out, but if you panic and gulp water, you're going to die. So I hope we can get above this wave, but if we get under the wave, then you just got to be cool like Fonzie and know that what they're doing is pure evil, totally illegal, totally satanic, and it's not going to work. Never has long term, never will, and the dog ain't going to hunt here, for sure. But that's where we are. We go from horrible, terrible, rough future to just total disaster, mass death, total extermination. So we got a rough road to go down if we do the right thing and count our lucky stars. It goes from really rough times to just revelation level evil, which is what it's going to be. So all the candy asses and the establishment churches and all the mainline conservatives and everybody that just thinks that the good times are going to keep rolling, 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 like the Cars song, Let the Good Times Roll. Maybe we should play that in a minute. Let them throw you around. Oh, my God. But, you know, it was the good times put us to sleep. The good times made us forget what's really important. So I want to open the phones up on all the different Democrats on TV saying we're going to ban free speech, we're going to arrest everybody, we're going to put people in camps, we're going to abolish the Supreme Court, which is an executive state coup. That's on Bill Maher. They're passing laws to arrest you for memes in California. They're trying to pass laws to ban your gas stove. I mean, it's just everything. They're coming for everything. They're passing laws to take your kids away and cut their genitals off. They're passing laws to keep babies alive for 9 months and harvest their organs. And they deny it when it's been passed by at least 15 states, including Tampon Tim State, Minnesota. So we're here. And it's only going to get worse until people wake up. And you will wake up one way or another. You may wake up when the drones are flying down the street and the big trash trucks, robot driven, are pulling up and getting the dead bodies and your wife and kids are dead. And for some reason, you're immune to the new virus and you're sitting there with the electricity off and no food and half the city's dead. Just go pray to Jesus, repent that you didn't wake up and take action and get your heart right. And then realize you're not going to hurt the system getting in a firefight with the cops, whose their family will be mainly dead. And just know that often luxurious places, that people like Zuckerberg will be in their bunkers while we're all dying. But our people are everywhere. And they're watching the enemy. And when we all jump on their private jets this week, next month, a year from now, whatever it is, and the private airports are full of all the establishment and their minions loading up with all their crap, flying off to their armored fortresses, that's another key to know when they're about to pull the trigger on a new bioweapon or a nuclear war. But after the dust settles, we know where to get the medicine and food we need as survivors, don't we? And that's what matters at the end, is we will get these people. I may not be around for it. A lot of you won't be around for it. But don't get on the bus when they tell you they're relocating you for your safety when all the food and energy's off. Because you go to that forced labor camp, you ain't ever coming back. This is how it works in history. Happens all the time. People forget freedom. They don't stand up for themselves. And the tyrants take over. And they don't just not care about you. They hate you. They want to hurt you. I always hear, oh, the New World Order doesn't care about the people. Oh, the Democrats don't care. Oh, they do care. They love partying and taking drugs and getting their hair done and flying around on private jets while your kids are all locked up in the house with you and you're going bankrupt. They enjoy hurting you. It makes them enjoy their lives so much more. And hey, only people you got to blame is yourself, right? I mean, I'm not saying you're to blame. They obviously are the really bad people. But hey, I get it. You know, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of movies to see, a lot of concerts, a lot of, I'll let somebody else handle that. Well, the New World Order is going to handle you. And they're making their move. And you're like, well, they'll never get away with that. I mean, this is America. Have you looked around, boys and girls, at where we are and how fast things are going downhill? Yeah, 12 states are planning to ban the sale of gas-powered cars. CNET News. Will you just get an electric car? Oh, sorry, there'll be energy shortages, not enough electricity for them. See how that works? Oh, you can have a car, there'll just be no energy for it. Isn't that sweet? Because that's the most basic way to control you, is take everything away from you. And then you're a domesticated animal. Then you're a slave. You're like a fish in a fish tank, and if it don't get fed, it dies. And they like that control. They like having you on a real short leash. You like people watching you and controlling you and telling you what to do, and they own your body, they own your kids, they tell you what you're going to eat, where you're going to go. You want to live under a social credit score? Well, they're getting it going for you. And see, the alternative is freedom and liberty. But you've got to decide that you actually care. And for so many people, like the video I showed last hour, there's a big fire in Walmart, and the women just stare at it, just keep shopping. They're not worried a giant fire is about to engulf them. It's like that famous video out of California with a huge fire raging just 100 yards away, and the men just keep playing golf. Oh, that big fire is on the other side of the highway. That's not going to jump the highway and bother me. Big fire shooting up the ceiling. Women are just looking at the produce, reading the labels. Oh, yeah. Walking right by the fire. I'll let somebody else put it out. You know, I'm not worried about anything.
Take it to the front, Joe. I got to get this footage.
All right, I don't want to give the phone number out. The toll-free number to join us. Just put 10 on the board, because I don't want anybody on hold next hour when Ezra will advance in the studio. The question is, what do you make of the Democrats openly in their coup against liberty, openly in their coup against all of our basic bedrock freedoms, openly announcing they want to abolish everything in the name of liberty? Total inversion of reality. Hillary's October surprise. She had a double meaning. She's like, oh, well, it's going to hurt Kamala, but there'll be one that hurts Trump. Yeah, another assassination attempt. Maybe they kill Trump. A war. Got a clip of Hillary coming up. Hillary Clinton predicts big October surprise that will distort and pervert Kamala Harris. Hey, let's go ahead and roll that clip right now. Here it is.
Brief final question. You liken yourself to Cassandra, the Greek mythological figure who could see the future and the prophecies, but was never believed. Putting that Cassandra hat on for the moment, but we're listening. What is something you see happening in the near future that we should be taking more seriously?
Well, I do think that the press needs a consistent narrative. I mean, the press that's not supporting Trump blatantly, very persistently, the press that's trying to be the press, be objective, be, you know, reporting the facts, the press needs a consistent narrative about the danger that Trump poses. Because, you know, people may still look at the danger and say, I don't care. It doesn't affect me. I'm going to vote for him for X, Y, or Z. But okay. But at least people need to be woken up and given the facts about what he has done, is saying, and would do. And I anticipate that, you know, something will happen in October, as it always does. You know, the Russians, as I said earlier, are very active in this election. We know the Iranians are active as well. Chinese uses TikTok, or they certainly did against Biden and for Trump. I think they're a little less
total crap
pro Trump right now. So you look at where people get their information, and they get their information largely from social media. And so the campaign is doing the best job it can to combat that. Combat both domestic and foreign false disinformation. But I anticipate there will be a full court press in October. The digital airwaves will be filled. And why does that matter? Because the press that is pro-Trump anyway, oftentimes stories are put on digitally that then are picked up by, let's say, at Fox and others. And then those stories are stories, so the mainstream press reports on them, and so that story then takes on a life of its own. There will be concerted efforts to distort and pervert Kamala Harris, who she is, what she stands for, what she's done. I mean, look, I mean, the crazy story about me running a child trafficking operation out of a basement of a pizzeria, don't laugh. Don't laugh. It was a huge story, and it got one young man in North Carolina to get in his car with his, you know, assault rifle and drive up to liberate these non-existent children and shoot up a pizzeria in Washington, D.C. This is dangerous stuff. It starts online, often on the dark web. It migrates. It's picked up by the pro-Trump media. It's then reported on by everybody else, which makes sure it has about 100% coverage. And people believe it. So I don't know what it's going to be, but it will be something, and we'll have to work very, very hard to make sure that it is exposed as the lie that it is.
So what she's saying there is anything exposing us, cover it up, don't believe it, just like the Hunter Biden laptop that wasn't his info. And again, it was CNN and the New York Times when we had the WikiLeaks of Podesta and them at Aleister Crowley rituals, quote, the 7-year-old kids and 8-year-old kids will be in the hot tub at the farmhouse for your entertainment. And we got $50,000+ of hot dogs being delivered to Obama. That's a gay prostitute code word. And it's all in there. And so they had 4chan, their operatives, say it was all at a pizza place to divert off onto that. They kill a story with a story. So here's the toll-free number to join us. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. We're in the coup. They know they're losing the information war. We have the truth. They have lies. They've turned the lies up to 11. They're openly saying get rid of all of our basic freedoms, arrest people for their speech, because people know they're telling the biggest lies ever, that the border was secure under Kamala, or that she wasn't the border czar, or that it was Trump's fault, but now the border's great. Now it's terrible. Now it's Trump's fault. Or I want to ban fracking. I never said that. Or I'm going to ban your guns. I never said that. I mean, it's ridiculous. The biggest liars in history saying they want to control what we can say and what we can do. And then running around and suing and indicting and attacking all the most prominent people that are exposing their ass. And for me, this is an easy job because I'm a fighter and I know I'm telling the truth. I make occasional mistakes, but I want to tell the truth. We've got a very high accuracy rate of 97, 98%. But what we need to get the general public to understand is this is not a spectator sport. This is about you. And you're like, well, what do I do? Just share the article, share the video, share this show, share Tucker, share Elon Musk. I mean, Elon Musk is reaching hundreds of millions a day conservatively, devastating them. It might as well be Alex Jones over there, but he does even better. And he says, we're going into total tyranny. The country's over if you don't elect Trump. That's true. And so we just have to get maximum urgency out there. 877-789-2539. How do we respond to the coup? What do you think their black swans are going to be? Their black swan on her is that she was over the border and helped smuggle in 325,000 missing kids, and they stopped the DNA testing to make sure the smugglers could do it, and they've disappeared the kids. That's not debatable. That is the black swan Trump should be putting forward. He's done it some, but not 1/100th of what he should have. And I get it. His campaign people are like, that's too dark, sir. The media criticizes us when you get dark because it is dark. And dark is effective because that's what it is. You call your neighbor and go, hey, Bob, it's midnight. I see your house is on fire. You need help? Oh, God, thanks, Jim. I didn't know my house was on fire. It's not. Why are you telling me something dark? Well, actually, I smell the smoke. Thank you. When things are bad and the floodwaters are rising, you get to high ground. It's not dark to admit you're in trouble. Again, I'm going to say this. We're going to break, come back to your calls, and cover all the rest of the news and clips. I'm asking for your help right now. I'm asking you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Most of the money goes to InfoWars, and hopefully that gets bought and saved and keeps going, and that's great. Some of it goes in the sponsorship thing to me so that I can fight these legal battles and work with others to get the new system set up, which I'm not even waiting on. I'm working with folks in case this gets shut down. So I'm working harder than a one-armed man paper hanger or a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. So you got my commitment. But it'll make it so much easier for me to fight the enemy effectively when they take us off air if they're successful a few days after Trump's elected when all hell's breaking loose. If you support us in this fight, if you give aid to the soldiers of liberty in the information war that have proven our effectiveness and our trustworthiness and our commitment, I'm committed to you. I'm not going to stop regardless. I'll talk to people on the street corner if I'm homeless, but I can be more effective in the fight. But if they blow up this Death Star, to use that analogy, because that's how they see us as a Death Star, well, we need to get the new one built, which is basically built. It just needs to be fully armed and operational. So you can't bet anywhere on a number, if this was roulette, that would give you a bigger win against tyranny. But I need you to make the bet. Because if you don't, you're putting your head between your legs and kissing your ass goodbye. We've got a fundraiser shirt, the classic InfoWars shirt, a bunch of other great ones. But get the InfoWars fundraiser shirt at thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. Please take action now, thealexjonesstore.com. And don't forget our other great sponsor, DaughterJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates. I'm asking for your aid and comfort now. Take action now. And if you don't, that's your decision. We'll be right back. I've been on air for 30 plus years. I started InfoWars 28 years ago. We've been in this building almost 16 years. And in the last 6 years, we've had the feds, the FBI, the CIA, it's all come out in court, run giant demonization operations against myself, my operation, and my crew.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Lawfare, rigged courts, judges finding me guilty, then holding show trials. All an attempt to not just shut us down, but to demonize the idea of an American populist movement of information and peaceful resistance to their globalist agenda 21 and global agenda 2030. Literal world government, total censorship, Internet of Things, carbon taxes, social credit score, forced injections, a dystopia. WEF says officially, the future is not human. No humans by 2047 will all be cyborgs. You'll own nothing. You'll like it. You'll eat the bugs. This is hell on earth. We are promoting freedom and liberty and transparency and security and God and country. So many of you have seen the news everywhere. InfoWars is shut down to be sold November 13th at auction. It's over. It's shut down. No, ladies and gentlemen, I've personally liquidated my assets. I own InfoWars. And so the feds, the Justice Department, can get involved in bankruptcies. They did. They came in, tried to find dirt on me, had private groups come in, accounting firms, made us pay for it, found that I told the truth about everything. So then they told the judge last week, we don't want it to go up for sale. We want it just shut down. We want it closed. And the Sandy Hook Democrat Party, you always hear the families, it's not families, it's the Democratic Party and the FBI on record. They said, we don't want money. We don't want a settlement. We want him shut down. They've said it in the news. They've said it at the courthouse. It's crazy. So now I see the headline, InfoWars be liquidated, pay the families. They're $1.5 billionaire or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the deep state. It is the system. It is the lawfare. It's out in the open. So just to be clear, the U.S. trustee that the judge fired a few months ago tried to shut us down outside of court order. The judge stopped that. Then a state court tried to liquidate us a few months ago and close the doors and padlock it. The same judge that ran the kangaroo court against me in the Sandy Hook trial here in Texas. The judge overrode that. And they basically said the only way now is for you to liquidate your assets, Chapter 7, and sell it to somebody else. So if Patriots buy it, there's a lot of folks saying they are, and that they're the top bidder, then if I like the folks and they don't curtail my free speech, I will work for somebody else. That's how you do it when you have giant judgments anyways. So there's a good chance good people are going to buy it if the auction's open, free, and fair on November 13th. But regardless, I'm going to continue on the air one way or another, unless the globalists start World War III and trigger the internet kill switch and bring in their total censorship, which Hillary Clinton's calling for arresting Trump supporters for their, quote, speech. So the fact they're coming after me means they're coming after you. Trump always says that. They're not coming after me. They've got to get through me to get to you. That's totally true. So in closing, support InfoWars. You'll get your products. Things are in stock. It'll be months till we get shut down. If we do get shut down, that supports the operation. That's great. But also supporting the outside sponsors that are sponsors of InfoWars, but will hopefully go forward one way or another with a new operation or with InfoWars is so critical. And through the sponsors, I'm able to get some support. I'm out of money. I've got to continue to pay for these legal battles, or they'll try to even take over my name and my social media. So I need support. Plus, you need to get our great products. Go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. 50 plus amazing Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, you name it. Thealexjonesstore.com. Go to our sponsor, DonnerJonesNaturals.com. Because regardless of what happens to InfoWars going forward, Donner Jones Naturals is there and the Alex Jones Store is there. So if you want to support your great products, take action now. It's do or die. I'm in your hands. I'm asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. Thealexjonesstore.com. DonnerJonesNaturals.com. Please help us. Thanks for keeping us on air. God bless.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
The fact that Trump gives every indication by what he says and what he does and what he doesn't do, that he's mean as a wolverine.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
But they took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted, they just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And we need the kind of camps that you all run. I mean, really.
All persons of Japanese descent were required to register.
Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
I'm a sovereign citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized and they don't support the United States and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
It's what we're doing here, and let's not kid about it. We're building a domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
Wolverines!
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
President Trump gives every indication by what he says and what he does and what he doesn't do that he's mean as a wolverine.
Wolverines!
Well, our granddaddies told us about it, the coming New World Order, and boy, were they right. But thanks to them, we've got a leg up in this fight. We've got the initiative all over the world. Big anti-globalists just won the election in Austria. Same thing's happening everywhere. And that's why the globalists want to go ahead and bring in full martial law. And how are they going to do it? Terror attacks, power outages, cyber attacks, wars. You see it all happening. So we're in a fight for the whole future. And I keep explaining that. And I know everybody gets it, but it's got to really sink in. As I told you years ago and months ago, I said, it's just going to get crazier after this election. And then once he's president-elect, Katie, bar the door. And again, if people understand what the globalists are up to, anything they do will turn against them, even if they kill Trump. But you got to explain who's behind it up front. You got to be like General Flynn and say the deep states who's trying to kill Trump. You got to have the courage to say the truth. You got to call out the system that our country's hijacked. And yeah, that makes you a target, but we're all targets anyways. It's time for everybody to stop sticking their head in the sand and stop running. Running isn't going to get you anywhere but dead. It's time to fight. And this is an information war. That's why they want to censor. Because we're winning that war. They want to make it physical because they're losing. But you've got to carry out the truth in the information war like it's a war, because it is. This isn't a hobby. It's not some side thing you do. And everybody's going to discover this. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse until everybody's like, whoa, we better do something. You don't want to be at that point when they turn the power off. I expect any morning to wake up or to wake up in the middle of the night and the air conditioner's off and everything's dead black. Or I expect to wake up with air raid sirens and ICBMs are coming in. I mean, that's or mass terror attacks have hit, or Iran's supposedly attacked, or Trump's dead, or his plane blew up. Nobody knows what happened. And the NTSC, just like Flight 93, will say it just crashed on its own, even though the Air Force didn't follow orders and shot 93 down before it was going to the Capitol. So, yeah, you're in a war. All of you are veterans of a bio attack with the virus and the poison shots. You're in an undeclared globalist war against you and your family. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. Jonathan, Baker, Michael, Will, Donnie, Anonymous, Rich, Raymond, Baldy, we'll get to all of you. Michael in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I love you, brother.
Love you too, brother.
And let me tell you, I'm about 10 years older than you. In 92, when our government tried to annihilate Randy Weaver's family up in Idaho, it woke me up full. When they shot his wife through the head while she was holding a baby, I knew what they were doing.
Lon Orienti.
That's right. And they shot a mother holding her baby. If they can do that, they're going to get – they have no problem with the rest of us. I was on boots on the ground down in 2014 down at the Bundy Ranch, shook hands with Clive and Bundy. I went down there because of you. I also, at the same time, was working for a place called the United States Northern Command there in Colorado Springs. I used to be badged to go right into Cheyenne Mountain.
And for folks who don't know, that's the real government. That's the alternate government command base.
I worked in the bowels of it. And I will say that there are a lot of patriots there.
Oh, yeah.
I worked with some really good patriots, and I was a patriot, and that and am a patriot, and that's why I was working there, and I did some pretty cool stuff. What I wanted to say to you, you've made the connection, and I love the Tucker thing because Tucker really admires you, but I really admire you too because what you do is make that connection between what God's word is. If you read Ephesians 6 and that whole, and it's in verse 12, our struggle's not against flesh and blood, but it's against spiritual forces of evil. And that's what you've done and highlighted that this is a spiritual battle. That's what we're in. And you've made that connection. And so when you see a Hillary Clinton or you see a Podesta or you see, you know, Obama, these are not the flesh and blood is not what's against. It's their spiritual force. And what you have mobilized is us to fight against that. And we are going to win. We are going to win. So even though bad times are upon us and these awful things are happening, our spiritual, collective spiritual force is fighting against them right now. And I just wanted to tell you that I so appreciate what you've done over the years.
Brother, I appreciate you, but listen, you know, my family told me this was coming, and I looked it up, and it was all true, and now we're here. We're all in this together. I just keep repeating the same thing. I hope the public realizes the urgency because people are starting to wake up. They're starting to get concerned, but you're absolutely right. When you look at these globalists, they're everywhere saying ban free speech, arrest all our enemies. That is not a position of strength by them. People go, okay, well, we're winning. Yeah, hearts and minds, but that means they're going to make their move. They're going to pull some horrible crap. It's just so horrible. I mean, these people are so damn evil.
They are, but that's our battle. I mean, thank God for an interesting life. It would be boring if there wasn't anything to fight against. I look at it very positively. We are going to defeat them, but we do it together. And, you know, if you read Jefferson's words, if you read the Declaration of Independence, it's a spiritual document. It's a human rights document. And it says that after a long train of abuses, that's when we get our stuff together. So you have to endure a lot of pain and suffering. But that's what coalesces good to defeat.
And I've experienced being persecuted for 30 years by them. To me, it's like another level of a video game. Each time it just gets harder because we're having bigger effects. And now I see horrible stuff happening and go, wow, that means we're about to have big victory, and we always do. You're absolutely right. Great call. Thank you, sir. I got to move quicker to everybody. Thank you. Will in North Carolina. Folks are really getting hit hard in the South, obviously, with the hurricane. Pray for them. Will, welcome. You're on the air.
Yes. How you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
Great. I just wanted to just kind of piggyback on what he said, and I kind of wrote up something right here. I heard a while back, it was a couple of years ago, the Hopi prophetic story of this great time that we're in and how it began. And they say that they came at once, you know, from dark stars and underneath. And it's ultimately a mind virus that we're dealing with. And they say this is the time. And I just wanted to ask you and just, you know, pick your brain on who is literally the team of Satan? Who is the King Demon Lucifer? What is controlling these people literally? What is the interdimensional force? What do the rituals look like in the basements of the suburban mansions? And is it crazy to say that the 1945 Vatican Nazi occult system have created these people? Literally created.
Well, I mean, look. All the physics we've been taught, they're now admitting, isn't real. All the dimensions are basically intertwined at once. There is no past, present, and future. There is one giant moment that God created, one giant experience. And time is simply consciousness moving. And so there is free will in the universe. So there is good and there is bad. And we are spiritual receivers and transmitters. We are transceivers, and our DNA is. And our bodies are just a manifestation of our spirit. And that spiritual design that then directs the cells, this has all been proven, the enemy knows that. And so we are eternal from the point of our inception. And so we literally come out of the mind of God, but we're given free will, which is the ultimate gift, and we can resonate towards evil. And so there are entities that have chosen to be separate from God. And so literally it's like the movie Avatar, but it's not through a computer. It's interdimensionally. They are influencing people, and they're able to actually jack in to people that have done rituals to separate themselves from God. Those rituals torturing and killing children, which they do both in the classic ritualistic satanic sense, but also in mass wars and abortion, is to consciously do that to remove God's presence from them so that the interdimensional force of Satan and his systems can then imprint on them and basically, like a driverless car, be the intelligence that controls it. Thanks for the call. And so that's it. And it's Skull and Bones. We got the documents on that because Charlotte Isbury's dad releasing it. He was a member. You know, they get in these coffins and ask entities to enter them. They do sex rituals. And they bathe in feces. I mean, that's what, you know, is removing you from God. Is something, you know, that's gross. And that's just the first levels of it. And so it's to remove you from God. So you have to remove one program to put in the other one. Let's go ahead and go to Anonymous in New York. Anonymous, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I think this October, the Black Swan event, the Democrats are going to pull something like a fear gas. It's like a female version of the Batman villain Scarecrow. Let's call her Haley Fever. She carries a fear thrower. She don't carry a flamethrower. She carries a fear thrower that sprays yellow fear gas to the public. The coronavirus wasn't good enough. Killing isn't good enough. It has to be an amygdala neurotoxin. Or another thing they might do is involving the media. Like, imagine if the Riddler was a cult leader. Let's say the Riddler puts on this green color version of the KKK outfit and acts like Jim Carrey in front of a major crowd. He could brainwash the public with, like, these video games and mobile devices.
Yeah, and they brought out the first Joker about rioting and killing police and overthrowing society for the Summer of Rage 2000. Now the new Joker's coming out with all these other movies about martial law and civil war, how cool it is to burn down America. They're gearing up in case Trump wins. That movie comes out right then. And then how's the other civil war movie end with them killing the Trump figure? So yeah, they're planning to trigger a civil war.
No, but I mean, this is actually worse than the Joker. I mean, you remember the Dark Knight when he blew up that hospital? This is 100 times worse. I mean, you spray a neurotoxin on like a public thing, the coronavirus will look like nothing. You wouldn't even be talking about poison shots. You'd be talking about this neurotoxin, because that literally...
No, you're right. That's something the globalists will do, is release a chemical weapon and say it's a bioweapon. And that way they can control it. It's localized, but it creates total fear.
Third thing I might think is something similar to like a Boba Fett. I mean, I know that sounds strange, but think about AI. You take an AI and you put that inside like a knight armor or a body armor. You think it's a person, but actually it's just an AI. You take off the helmet and it's like this robot thing. So imagine like if Boba.
Look, there's no telling what they're going to do. They're totally desperate. They're scared. Everything's coming out. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Raymond in New Jersey. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, my man?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
So, I want to share a story. I'm up here in New Jersey, and I got criminally charged for a meme, dude. So if you Google Ray Ward Tabernacle, New Jersey, you're going to see an article from the Pine Barrens Tribune. And it's going to – we just petitioned our elected officials to save historic town hall from being criminally demolished, and I memed about it when they lied and blocked the road. So they deprived me of my right to due process, and it's just crazy.
Tell me the name of the news article. That's the easiest way to find something. What was the headline?
It's the Pine Barrens Tribune, Ray Ward. You can put it in the search.
All right. Pines Barrens Tribune, Ray Ward?
Yeah, New Jersey, man.
Yeah, well, let me give listeners a tip to search. If you give people the news headline, that's how you find it the quickest. So think about, what was the headline? Like, local man charged for, what was it?
Local man at the forefront of saving town hall charged for posting online.
Local man at the, so I know how these stories start. A local man at the forefront of saving town hall charged. Well, they're charging people for memes everywhere, even though it's unconstitutional, because I mean, they passed a law to put you in jail in California for political memes. So, yeah, wow, that's amazing. What else is on your mind about their martial law plan, sir?
I'm moving out of New Jersey, I can tell you that, man. They took my guns and everything, used the red flag gun law on me. It's just unbelievable. So we're
Yeah, there it is. Tabernacle man at forefront of Tabernacle Town Hall, demo opposition, charged over online posting featuring town hall woman holding a pistol. Oh, wow. And do they show the crime you committed? Here, let's scroll down. What did your meme say, sir?
It said gateway to the Pines because the intersection they lied about to get closed. They said that the building was in imminent danger, and they got caught.
So they put you in jail for showing a woman with a gun in her hand.
They never put me in jail at all. They just charged me. They never read me no rights, never took me to the station, never did nothing.
And took your guns. Wow.
Yeah, they took my guns. They never took me to the station once or read me no rights or anything.
Yeah, it's going on everywhere. I'll read your story. Maybe have one as a guest. Anything else?
That's it, man. I appreciate you having me on again.
Thank you, brother. Put it back on screen for TV viewers. I want them to be able to find it. Yeah, that's what I'm telling folks. This is happening all over the world, from Australia to the U.S. And they just say, well, we interpret this as a threat. And then they come and take your rights, charge you, and then they end up dropping it later, but they never get their guns back. So they're just out of control. Baldy in Florida. Baldy, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I called in relates to martial law as well. What I want to talk about is the Department of Homeland Security's white paper put out right after Katrina titled National Response Scenario 1. And I keep harping on the potential of a coming nuclear 9/11 because I don't hear anyone else in the media talking about it. But they've already killed Trump, tried to kill Trump, rather, and that has failed. So they're running out of options. But first, if you don't mind, I recently ordered a case of the X3 because if InfoWars Stores goes down and I'm not able to get it, I don't know what I'm going to do. A funny little story connected to that. When my wife was pregnant with our child, I made her almost every day take a dropper of the X3. We ran out, and I didn't know, and she found the X2, and she was taking a full dropper of the X2 until I found out. Well, he's 7 years old now, and he's a genius. And it's not all genetics. I'd like to point out that.
Oh, no. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. Pregnant women taking iodine, you got to take the real stuff, not all the garbage. Literally just does insane things. It's all next level. But here's the good news. Even if you can't get our atomic iodine, it's the best out there. Real Himalayan salt, not just pink. You want the stuff with the purple flecks in it. Okay? And that is the same place, you know, mountains thrust up what was deep under the earth. So they can only get it there or 7 to 10,000 feet under the ground. Then our company concentrates and it's in super form. But regardless of what happens to us, folks, Himalayan salt is almost as good. So that's important stuff for people. Go ahead.
Alex, I hear you say that, but people have to be very, it's very important that they read the label because they have taken the iodine almost all out of all of the Himalayan salt. If you read it, a lot of the bottles say does not contain iodine. So people need to be careful and they need to read the bottle.
No, I totally agree. But yeah, look, the federal government started putting iodine in the salt in the 30s. IQs went up 15 points. Look it up. And then they took it out in the 80s. And that was crap iodine in there. Folks, iodine is essential. You die without it, and it's basically out of our food. And I when I remember, in fact, I get where I forget to take it, and then I get all sluggish and fat. Start taking it religiously, boom, look great, lose weight, my skin glows. It's amazing. And we've got it at InfoWarsStore.com. And if they shut down InfoWars, don't worry. We got folks that are going to put out all the stuff It's going to, you know, take time, and I'm trying to just focus on fighting the globalists. So there's a lot going on here, but thank you so much. What else is on your mind? Anything else? You see false flag incoming?
Then that's in, you know, every time I call in, I'm not trying to brag by giving you what I've said before, but you had a whistleblower on over the summer. She pointed out that the COVID pandemic started on April 1st when they signed the CARES Act. Now, during the 15 days to stop the spread of March 2020, I was calling in saying that this was going to go down as the April Fool's virus. So I was completely correct on that. In January of 2020, I said they're going to stop Trump's momentum with a false flag pandemic. And now I'm saying that they're going to stop his momentum this time with a nuclear 9/11. And what the national response scenario number one says, that when a nuke goes off, so let's say they detonate a nuke in Boston Harbor, what's going to happen is they're not going to do anything, and they're going to wait for the quote-unquote terrorists to give their demands. Now, what if their demand was to lock up Trump and all of his supporters? What do you think would happen? Now, what if for the sake of argument, Biden or Harris didn't go along with it, and they detonated another nuke in Chicago? Well, at this point, you're not going to need the federal government to go after Trump and their supporters. You're going to have a bunch of anarchists going around attacking Trump and his supporters, and you're liable to see a Gaddafi event with Trump if this does go down.
All right. Thanks for the call. All right, Rich, Donnie, Baker, Jonathan, I'll get you in. We've got Ezra Levant set to be in studio with huge breaking news. Really smart guy on the attack on free speech worldwide, going into high gear. Why is it happening? That's all coming up. There's a lot of other news I'm going to intersperse as well, but we are living in such an insane time. And I asked you guys to do the math earlier. If they can shut us down as early as, say, November 14th, the sales on the 13th, how many days is it from now, September? 44 days. 44 days until InfoWars has a very good shot of being shut down. I'm trying to stop it. Regardless, support our sponsors that are going to be key with new systems and new folks we're going to be working with. That's why the coordinates to support keeping us on air one way or another is the alexjonesstore.com. There is a shirt that's basically twice as much as the others. It's an original limited edition InfoWars shirt, dark red on navy blue with the American flag. That is a fundraiser shirt. But getting any of the shirts or ball caps supports the broadcast. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but that really is critical right now. I don't want to belabor it. There's so many new designs you just got added this weekend that are amazing. Be sure and check it all out now at thealexjonesstore.com and support our other great sponsor with all the great supplements and more, drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com. All right, I fired the bat signal. Please support. We'll be right back. Hour number three. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body, and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold at elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.